After Greece, I travelled with a group of the TS people to Israel. The plan was for me to do another Level 2 TS initiation in Jerusalem. Priestess Sharon invited me to stay at her place over Yom Kippur, the week before the course began. She lived in a small village just north of Tel Aviv, and behind the trees, a mere 100 meters away from her home, was a massive wall that separated Israel from the Palestine territories. A stark reminder for me of apartheid South Africa in the 80s. It was surreal. Although I had completed the Level 2 initiation 6 months earlier in New Zealand, the experience in Israel was completely different, largely I think because I'd grown in the interim and was open to learning on a much deeper level. The facilitators were led this time by a tall guy with long, grey-white hair from New Zealand, who brought a very strong masculine energy to the initiation. Added to the mix was the fact that we were in Israel, which I would soon learn meant that everything was edgier, more challenging, basically more hardcore. What made it even more powerful was that the course was based in the picturesque hills on the outskirts of the ancient city of Jerusalem. Spiritual, sexual shamanism in Jerusalem. Now that was daring. On one of the 7 days of the initiation, we drove out to the Dead Sea to follow a ritual in an isolated cave. Entry was challenging, to say the least, sliding the first 10 meters or so on our stomachs. I had to dig deep, the claustrophobia almost getting the better of me. I had to stay really low and keep my head down to leopard crawl through, and I was amazed at how some of the bigger participants in the group managed to manoeuvre themselves. Once through, the cave opened up into a bigger space where we all convened before proceeding deeper. It took a few hours to get to the final destination where the ritual was to take place. At one point, a facilitator ahead of me took the wrong turn, and a few of us were isolated deep in the throat of the mountain, with no way of knowing where to go. A few "what the fuck am I doing here" thoughts raced through my mind. Luckily, the tunnel turned and made a full circle back to the main route. I was hugely relieved when we bumped into a group who were initially far behind us, but I seriously started to doubt whether these guys knew what they were doing. I'd heard many horror stories of people diving in caves in South Africa, never to be seen again. The walk was endlessly challenging, delving deeper and deeper into a massive mountain of salt that had once, thousands of years ago, been below the surface of the Dead Sea. We had to climb over and under rocks the entire way in. Added to the difficult terrain was the pitch darkness. Very few of us had torches or phones to use for light. But when we arrived at our destination, I was awestruck. The cave was much like a big circular room with a high domed ceiling sloping upwards. It was enchantingly beautiful and looked almost man-made. Right at the top, in the middle, a sliver of daylight peeked through a small opening. We were told to sit quietly until everyone had arrived. And, waiting in the dark, panicked thoughts kept flashing through my mind. What do I really know about these people? Will I ever get out of here alive? I had visions of being eaten alive by these crazy strangers. Finally, after reciting an ancient poem in his deep, raspy voice, the lead facilitator explained that the cave ritual was all about facing your demons, your dragons, your shadows, your fears. He reminded us that we were deep in the bowels of Mother Earth, in a cave much like the place where our shadows linger, locked away in our subconscious. He said sternly, "They are not going to come to you. You have to be brave enough to go there. If you don't, they'll stay in the dark, but continue to influence your entire life. Only by venturing into the dragon's den and shining a light on it can you get it into your full awareness, thereby healing it. You, nobody else can do it." It all sounded very ominous,